Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Unlocking the Potential of Science's Peter Colin Hill Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute, Glenbrook, NSW, Australia. Science demonstrations showed that science actually works. Students who see them and better still get to have hands-on experience might wonder what is causing that, or if they are instructed in the cause might think, I can actually see the idea causing something to happen. The boxes of magnet, compass sets progressing to the elaborate vacuum tubes that show streams of electrons are just some of the 500 or more demonstrations every high school has and needs. They are there because they work. This article has no argument with this but asks, could more things work, maybe not in today's schools and universities, but in an Internet of Things. Smart sensing future that we tell our students is upon us. Situations for which the teacher shows a class a physical phenomenon is classified as a demonstration, whereas if students experiment for themselves it is a practical. Items that are required for both are shelved in storage before the lesson, ordered, located, unpacked, used, repacked and restored. The demonstration, practical, is in reality a product. The consumer, the students, is concerned with the benefit of the educational experience, while the education system is concerned with all the other factors leading to the benefit, the cost. Perhaps unsurprisingly, students and to some extent teachers see the system cost as a given, while the givers, the education system, recognize that there is a limited pool of resources and that everything cuts into a limited pie. When it comes to products and markets, experience shows there are two avenues of inquiry. Firstly, what is the market system or mechanism at play? In earlier times, these systems evolved first, and the likes of Adam Smith described the unseen hand governing what to produce and how much via price signals. In the practical store rooms of schools, other factors are at work. There may be some debate as to why things have evolved the way it is, but the line that it is that way leaves little scope for improvement. As the first avenue of inquiry relating to perspective and how much you have invested in the current system, the second has a similar spread of adherence. Markets and products evolve with time. Is it working hypothesis that existent practical demonstrations are unlikely to change appreciably, or if they do it will be as a byproduct of some process not concerning us? Thus, as with the angles on the first line of inquiry, we have a wide range of views, a polarized audience and a disinterest in change. With the audience at different starting points, we will pursue the standard strategy of framing case studies.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.